The Commonwealth's direction in bioenergy falls to a great extent within your responsibilities in the Department of Energy Development and Independence. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes. Back in 2008, Governor Beshear laid out a seven-point energy strategy that looked at everything from utilizing our fossil fuels to renewables, looking at biofuels, even having discussion about nuclear and other types of energy. In 2009, he appointed a task force, the Biofuels and Biomass Task Force. It was made up of representatives of governmental agencies, the private sector, and they basically did an analysis that believed that the state by the year 2025 could produce up to 25 million tons of biomass in a sustainable manner that could be used for different types of energy, whether biofuels, bioenergy. A number of things have happened since then. We've had extremely cheap natural gas the last couple of years. There's still a lot of discussion about the future of coal, how it's going to be viewed from national environmental policy. And so we had the financial crisis back in 2008. And so there's been a lot of things that have happened, but we still believe that biomass and biofuels have a strong place in Kentucky. Provides an opportunity for rural development, for agriculture, the forest sector, and also a very environmentally friendly way of producing energy.
Under the rubric biofuel and biomass, what substances are we talking about?
It really can range from a lot of different things. When we're looking at transportation fuels currently, utilizing the soybeans or other types of oil crops to produce biodiesel, utilizing grain to produce ethanol, also looking at animal waste or other types of refuse can be used to produce gas, what we call biogas or methane. That can be converted into electricity. We're actually capturing the methane from a number of landfills in Kentucky, so that's generating electricity now. Looking at the crop residue or woody biomass, those fit into the category of biomass as well.
The goal is set at 2025 for Kentucky deriving 12% of its motor fuels demand from biofuels. Is that a doable target still?
Well, currently about 9.8% of all the gasoline in Kentucky is ethanol. And the way we come about that, most of the gasoline that's sold today contains 10% ethanol. Anything less than 10% doesn't necessarily have to be labeled according to the law. Because of the price competitiveness of corn ethanol and also the fact that it improves the octane content of fuel, most all of the gasoline that's sold in the state currently has the 10%. So we're getting close on that side. As far as diesel fuel, anything less than 5% biodiesel also does not have to be labeled. And we're probably somewhere between 2.5% and 3% blend in most of the diesel fuel that's sold that comes from either virgin soybeans that have been used to produce biodiesel, or there's a considerable amount of biodiesel made from the yellow greases that are left over from frying fast foods and things like that at restaurants. We're moving toward that. I think the next big hurdle, there's a couple of plants in the U.S. that are coming online this year that will be using different types of crop residue to produce cellulosic ethanol or advanced biofuels. And we were hoping that those plants would have been online a couple of years ago, but the technology has taken a while to perfect. DuPont has one that will be in production later this year or early next year in Iowa. DSM Poet has one that came online about a month ago. And then another company, Abengoa, has a facility coming online in Kansas later this year as well. And they will all be using corn residue or different types of energy crops to produce cellulosic ethanol. So this is the second year that a few national groups have put together a team to have National Bioenergy Day events around the United States. The Biomass Power Association and the Biomass Thermal Energy Council are two of the lead groups. Last year we had an event at Recast Energy in Louisville which is producing steam for a couple of chemical plants using woody biomass. This year, Murray State was willing to host a state event, and with the BioBurner, that's a project that's been funded through our office using some funding through an environmental settlement with the Tennessee Valley Authority. They're installing two units called BioBurners, which will basically use the muck from the riding program at Murray State to generate heat for the equine arena. And then we also, our Department for Energy Development and Independence, received a $250,000 award from the U.S. Forest Service to help establish a statewide wood energy team. And the team's going to be made up of different agencies, different universities, and people from the private sector. And our goal will be to try to look at opportunities of utilizing more wood for different aspects of energy production. And one of those areas is working with our poultry sector. This past winter, we had an extreme cold winter shortage of propane. And so there's a tremendous amount of woody biomass that goes unutilized in the state. And we feel like that there might be an opportunity for farmers to utilize some of that fuel to produce heat for their poultry barns. And the unit at Murray State would be the type of system that would work well on a livestock farm that could use diseased wood, less desirable species, things that are left over from a timber harvest that could possibly be used at a low value or low cost to replace fossil energy at this time.
How advanced are the supply chains for decayed wood in the state?
Well, there's currently a lot of infrastructure in place for moving different types of wood products. Currently, we have the recast project in Louisville. They're using a little over 100,000 tons a year. We have two paper mills that use a considerable amount of wood to produce heat and electricity for their process. What we're hoping is that through education, we can help the loggers and the timber forest sector operators identify what type of fuel is going to be needed for maybe the residential and the smaller units. They can handle, I guess, less variability in the types of wood that can be brought in. It needs to be clean. It needs to have a lower moisture content. And so we have a lot of the pieces already in place. It's just connecting them, helping them understand how to become more efficient in moving those materials and what is actually needed so that those systems operate at maximum efficiency.
Murray State's been working in this area for several years. How coordinated is the academic network across the state with respect to this kind of research?
There's some good discussions. In 2009, as I mentioned, the Biomass Task Force operated. In 2011, we hosted a statewide bioenergy symposium in Louisville, and most of the universities were involved in that. We also put together a bus trip in 2011 and had individuals with a number of the universities in the private sector that spent 3 days going to Missouri looking at some bioenergy projects there, an ethanol plant, and dialoguing. So we've kept those connections in place. It's just we felt like that this would be a great opportunity through the statewide wood energy team to get a more coordinated discussion of what the issues. And when we put our proposal together, we laid out four initiatives, and it comes up with the word logs. Logistics, how do we get the material from the forest to an end user in the most efficient way? What are the current opportunities, being the O? We know that we have the paper mills. We know that there are a number of residential wood stoves in place, the recast project and others. So what are those, and how can we help them do a better job of utilizing the woody biomass? The G, the growth, what are the new areas? And maybe that's the advanced biofuels. Maybe that's a new power plant that's utilizing woody biomass. And then the fourth area would be sustainability. I know there's lots of concerns of over-harvesting our woodlands and making sure that we have more growth of our forests than we're actually consuming. And so making sure that we're doing all those things in a very sustainable manner. So that comes up with the term logs, and we felt like that would be a good way of keeping everyone focused on some key achievables that we can work toward over the next 4 years.
Director Hughes, are you going to be in Murray?
I will. I'm looking forward to it. We're real excited about the day. They're going to be discussing the first industrial hemp crop that was grown legally in the state of Kentucky in a number of years. So Dr. Peters will be talking about the BioBurner. We'll also be recognizing the statewide wood energy team, and then also some breakout sessions related to some of the topics we discussed earlier.
Thank you again for making time to discuss this with me. Safe travels.
Thank you very much.